Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to kind of touch on my goals for the year. And I talked about this with the law of attraction and how I use it with my dyslexia and why I think it works for dyslexia earlier in the year. And I'll touch on that a little bit in this podcast. But I want to talk about what I was focusing on and what my vision was and how it's starting to appear in my life. Let's dive into it. Okay, so this episode, I really want to touch on my goals. I'll probably do one of these episodes every 2 months. Now, when I'm coaching people with dyslexia or ADHD and trying to help them move towards what they want, there's a bunch of different things we have to work on. But one of them is really working out what you want and working out, you know, something that will actually stay what you want for longer than 5 minutes. You know, many of us have that challenge of shiny object syndrome. And day to day, I definitely have that challenge. You know, shiny object gone. You know, YouTube channel, I start watching one video, 2 hours later, I'm down a rabbit hole. I have that challenge. But what I've learned over the years is to use the law of attraction. And, you know, I'm not talking about thinking there's a car park and one appearing. Like, I think that's an oversimplification of it. It's trying to get that through to people at the simplest level. But the law of attraction is, in essence, putting what you want in your head in a visual and emotional and a feeling kind of way, sticking with it long enough that your body believes that is where it's going and it's going to get there no matter what. And it'll start to direct you towards the things that appear in day-to-day life that will get you there intuitively, even if you don't kind of know what you're, how to get there. If you don't have a plan, you don't have a roadmap, you've kind of got a broad idea. That's kind of how I look at it. And can you see by me saying that, how valuable and how useful that could be for the dyslexic mind? Because our brains are super, super overpowered. You know, someone said to me the other day, it's like a Ferrari with BMX brakes. You know, the engine behind us is absolutely amazing. Our brains are so powerful, but we struggle to slow them down. So it's really, you know, you've got that in your wheelhouse. You also have a fantastic long-term memory. All the stuff you've learned for years and years and years is built in there. And I've said this when losing weight. The issue is not knowing how to lose weight. It's being able to interact and apply the learnings. You know, if you've tried to lose weight over 10, 15 years, your brain is full of every diet that exists, every technique. You know, it's a machine. You just can't always access it in the way that others do. So all of these things are going in your favor. And so what the law of attraction in essence does, it says, hey, create a story, a visualization, a focus, a belief, using the powers that your mind already has, stick with it and bring it to life and watch it appear. You know, it's not about being fluffy. You know, you may have a different phrasing for it. You may have different words for it. These are just the words I use. But I had a massive success last year. And if you go through my podcast, I've talked about it a lot in 2020. I had a great year, even though the year was quite hard for a lot of people, because I used this technique. Now, when I came into 2021, I took quite a bit of time to work out what did I actually want this year. And so often, I've naturally looked for, physical things. Success, like as I want a new car. Like last year was a new car. It was moving in with Holly. It was all this other stuff. And it was quite physical or real. This year, I took some time to really think about it. And my vision is standing in front of the mirror. And this mirror is a long, like a big one, like a tall one. It's in a different place. It's not in this house as it stands today. So we've either moved house, we've upgraded, you know, something's happened there. And I'm looking in the mirror and I've lost the weight. My fitness is back to where it was a few years ago, say 4 years ago. And not only am I looking great, and looking relaxed, it's a different feeling for me. Because so often I found myself in spirals of addiction. What I used to call addiction, now I call self-medication, is swapping self-medication to self-medication, balancing out the side effects so I kind of survive. And it's a really, it was a really misunderstood way of dealing with it. But, you know, when I put this in place 2 months ago, what I really felt was I didn't want to lose weight for the sake of losing weight, only to put it back on in 2 years' time or a year's time, or at the sake of hating myself or hating the process. I wanted to enjoy it because people do enjoy it. People live it and it's fine for them. So I didn't have a clue how I could achieve that. I've never achieved it before. Not the weight loss, but that internal anxiety-free way of doing it. You know, lowering that pain, that self-anger, that, you know, all of the stuff was there. And so, you know, I'm looking, so my visualization, going back to it, the energy I feel in my body when I visualize this is I'm standing in front of that mirror that I've not seen before. It's kind of like in a walk-in wardrobe or, a different bedroom. But, I'm looking at it going, wow, I just feel great. It's like all these rocks are off my shoulders. The stress isn't there. I can be my authentic, for that overused word, amazing self without the stress. And without that stress, I create and give back even more to the world. And, I'm trying to explain a feeling, which is hard sometimes, but it's such a beautiful feeling. And I'm just smiling to myself. And then in this visual, I walk out and I give Holly a big kiss. It's a bedroom of some sort. And I go and sit in the corner in a chair to meditate, knowing that it's my time. And I value my mental health and my, I value that time as much as I do work or anything else. And there's also a draft of a book there. Because I've been wanting to write a book. It's been a big thing. And an audio book is more likely, but there will be a book copy of it. And that's my visual for this year. That is my vision of this year. Which is a huge, there's a lot of stuff to unpack in that. But, the way I coach it is it's a 60-second kind of vision sequence. And, I just wanted to kind of give you an update on how that's working. So, since I started that was the goal. I didn't know how this was going to be achieved. So in 2 months, I've given up drinking and smoking, which are huge things on their own. Any other year, if I gave those up in a relatively happy way, I would have just been over the moon. I'm finding myself walking more and investing more and letting stuff into my brain. So every time I walk, I listen to something. I'm doing about an hour and a half a day nearly. And I'm loving it. I'm just finding that happen. It's really inspired action is the phrase I'd use. It's not a willpower to get to a goal. It's just happening. We've just agreed to buy a new house. How crazy is that? Now, it won't be finished for another year and a half. It's going to be built, but it's beautiful. It's perfect for what, we both want. And it could mean that we end up going out renting a brand new house or another house for 6 months later in the year. I don't know what that's going to look like. But, it's interesting to watch how it's shaping up to my vision. And it's crazy. I've definitely lost weight and I'm feeling better. My skin is coming back. My energy is starting to come back. Around anxiety, that feeling of in the mirror when I'm looking at myself and just feeling so happy, that anxiety is just disappearing. And, how I'm seeing that manifest is I'm starting to understand my ADHD and how that works with dyslexia more and more. And in doing that, it's bringing a lot of what I've talked about over the last few years together. Which I believe is actually going to create the foundation of the book I want to write. I've been really not rushing into writing a book for the sake of it. I see a lot of books out there that are exactly the freaking same. and I have no interest in being the same. I don't just want to copy and print my face onto some crap, if I'm honest. I want something that someone with dyslexia and ADHD picks it up. They go, that's the book. That's the book. And so I'm willing to take years if it takes to get that right. But it's starting to come together. I'm starting to pull together this first book. The concept's starting to flow. It's quite remarkable. But if you'd have asked me to have come up with this, what I want vision, this 60-second, which you can get a bit more information about this if you're a Patreon member. I've done a couple of videos in the Patreon section. If you can't find those, just reach out. But it's like if you'd have told me to do what they tell left brain thinkers, come up with a plan, set a timeline, set strong, smart goals, I wouldn't have done it, right? It would have seemed too tiring. It would have taken too much of my energy. I just wouldn't have done it. Instead, sitting down for 5-10 minutes here and there, going through the process I've created to kind of visualize this stuff, to work with my dyslexic ADHD brain and the law of attraction, it's been a massive, massive impact. But it's amazing, like in 2 months, to see how much has changed and how much of my life is molding into the vision. Because that vision is huge. Some of those things I've struggled with for 35 years, and I'm seeing them adjust, and I'm seeing my mind find the answers that I kept missing, even if they've been there. It's like my brain is open to them now, or starting to open up. Not completely, but it's a process, and that's pretty powerful. But that's what I wanted to share, guys. You know, if you're struggling there and you think the world's crazy, have you taken the time to work out what you want? And if you don't know how to do that, and I know that this has been probably the hardest thing in my life, is actually getting help and working out what I want, what it could look like, you know, reach out, get support. You know, I've got a couple of coaching spots available at the moment. Go to truthaboutdyslexia.com. Happy to have a quick chat and see if it's right for you. But have an epic rest of your day, guys. Keep visualizing. Learn more about the law of attraction, not just for car parking spots, but for the big stuff. And use that beautiful visual brain that you have. Have an epic rest of your day.